Sunday's winter weather was not without its complications for Cape Breton drivers, with two crashes closing down two highways on the island. RCMP are now sharing more information about the two crashes and reminding motorists to be cautious driving in winter conditions. RCMP responded to the first of the two incidents at around 2:30 p.m. Sunday afternoon on the 105 Trans-Canada Highway near the Boulangerie East side of the Seal Island Bridge. Nova Scotia Fire Emergency Info, a Facebook page that reports emergency information and road closures, said a transport truck was on its side with multiple vehicles off the road towards the ditch. The incident caused the highway to be closed for several hours. A photo posted to social media by an eyewitness shows a large transport truck on its side on the road leading up to the Seal Island Bridge. In a statement to the Coast Newsroom, RCMP say there were no reported injuries related to the crash. The second incident was reported by RCMP to have taken place on Highway 4 between Irish Cove and Hay Cove. In a post online, RCMP say a tractor-trailer jackknifed along Route 4, causing it to be closed. RCMP say they responded and there were also no injuries reported. RCMP Public Information Officer Corporal Carly McCann discussed the incidents and thanked the public for their cooperation.
On February 15th, police on Cape Breton Island were occupied with a few vehicle incidents that happened, one in Victoria County and one in Richmond County. In both cases, roads were closed for multiple hours as first responders were on scene, and police do appreciate that the community was receptive and understood that these road closures needed to happen as the incidents were cleared and as first responders were there and for the safety of all who were investigating and following up on these incidents.
She also shared advice to drivers as winter weather conditions persist across Cape Breton Island.
I can't speak to what the causes were of the incidents that that happened on February 15th, but we do know that during the winter, there can be an increase in traffic collisions and in other incidents when the roads are snowy and icy. Before you head out on the road, please clear all snow and ice off of your vehicle. This means the roof, the hood, the lights, the mirrors. It's also very important to slow down and increase your following distance. When the roads are snow-covered and when visibility isn't good, giving yourself lots of time and distance between other vehicles on the road is particularly important. We also ask that people consider limiting unnecessary travel. If you don't have to go somewhere, consider delaying or canceling what your travel plans were if the road conditions are bad. It can be very helpful to allow first responders to get to emergency calls quickly and efficiently, and it can also keep the roads clear for those who absolutely have to be on them.
There's more light snow on the way for Cape Breton coming up this Wednesday morning. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.